all God's people said, amen, amen. I'm Pastor Tom Palmer, a work in progress person and pastor among work in progress people. And we are a work in progress community, and this is a work in progress time that we are living in. But I want you to know I'm so grateful to God for this day, so grateful to God for you, for the ways that you are caring and sharing and sharing the light of Christ, being the light of Christ that you're called to be. And so I'm grateful to you and for all those who are serving in these days, these challenging days. But it's a day, again, that we gather in the power of the Holy Spirit. We gather in different ways. We're in homes across the community and around the world. But we gather all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even when the world changes, and the world has changed quite a bit in the last 10 days or so in particular, as we have felt it here. I have to confess to you that in the midst of the changes that I've experienced, a lot of the emotions that I'm sure that you have as well. We feel these waves that come over us, and sometimes I have felt a weariness of the news, the updates that come our way, and so many emails updating us on this and that. Sometimes I've just felt fatigued by that and a weariness about all those things. I've also had times when I just felt waves of anxiousness, that I felt anxious about maybe what's going on with you, what's going on in the world, people who are caring for those that are ill, our medical professionals and our leaders, our the researchers, just feeling anxious for all that they're dealing with and all that we deal with. I have had times of feeling just shock at how quickly things can change, that like on a dime, we have to adjust. And there is sometimes the sense of sadness of knowing that numbers represent people and people who are dealing with very difficult things and grief and people who are not able to be together. I'm sad that we're not able to be together physically in this time. And then sometimes I feel helpless. I just want to do something. I want to do something to make a difference. And there's a sense of helplessness given some of the limitations that we are dealing with. And so, as you can see, I'm an addicted to acronyms. And so my feelings have spelled out a word. You should take the first letter of each of those. And it's WASH. And that's yet another thing that we've been doing a lot of these days, is washing our hands. And some of our hands are red because of some of the washing we've been doing. Yes, I see that. And so in the midst of all this that we're dealing with, extreme times, I believe these are extreme times that we're living in, where do we go? Where do we find our strength in times like this? I believe that we find our strength in the Lord, and the Lord directs us to the Scriptures that bear witness to God's grace at work in the world through the generations. I hope that you begin your day not with the news feed, but with the good news, because the good news is what we need to sustain us in the midst of whatever the news feed might bring our way. But we're going to be sharing some good news this day from the Scriptures. I'm reading a passage of Scripture this morning, or we'll actually read it together, that comes to us from Psalm 46, a psalm that has meant a lot to me through the years. But I was reminded this week that Martin Luther, the great reformer of years past, was dealing with, in his part of the world, a plague in 1527. And in that time of plague, he particularly went to Psalm 46 for strength. And then later, just a couple of years later, he wrote a hymn based on that that psalm, and that is, "A Mighty Fortress is Our God." But that psalm meant so much to him during that time of plague, seeing them through that time. And then I was even remembered this past week that 40 years ago we buried my father as he died unexpectedly. And on March the 25th, 1980, we got together and had his funeral service. And in the midst of that funeral service, the pastor read Psalm 46 and preached a message that gave us hope based on Psalm 46. And so I'd like us to read this together this morning, and wherever you are in your living room or where you are gathered, we will read. I'll read the light portion and you read the bold print. Let's read the Word of God together. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult,
there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth.
He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
The Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks.
So this scripture reminds us that the Lord is our refuge and strength. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I want us to remember that God does not cause the trouble. The scripture doesn't say that God is the source of the trouble. God is our very present help in trouble. I'm reminded of Romans 8:28. In all things, God works for good for those that love Him and are called according to His plan. It doesn't say that God causes all things, but in all things, God works for good. And so in this this time in which our world in some ways, things have rocked our world, we go to the rock of our strength. We go to the rock who is our help. And I believe that we're seeing God's help even in these days. We're seeing God's very present help as people are turning to God in these days. There are people in the world that maybe had just been living their lives, not really thinking much about their need for God's grace, who are now more open to God's grace in their life. There are people who maybe took some of their relationships for granted, the people around them for granted, that now are coming together in new ways. And I realize some of that togetherness, we're having a lot of that togetherness these days, and sometimes that can be overwhelming, but we're remembering our relationships in new ways. We're also seeing God's help bringing us together. I watched a video by Matthew McConaughey the other day, and it's a good one. He talked about, you know, in our divided times, maybe this will be a time that we come together, that we have a common enemy, a common foe, and this foe is nonpartisan, it's non-denominational, it doesn't has no reflection on gender or socioeconomic status or race. It's a common foe, and so we can come together against this common foe, and perhaps in the midst of a season of time in which I felt division more than any other in my lifetime, maybe this can help us remember that what we have in common is greater than what pulls us apart. We can come together. And we can come together with God's help, and we can beat this thing by God's grace. I was reminded in a video by Andy Andrews that in the past, there have been so many diseases that just swept over the world, and yet by the grace of God, we've been able to come together with good science and God's help to eradicate so many, for all intents and purposes, so many of these do not strike fear in the hearts of us like they did in the past. Diseases like anthrax, cholera, chickenpox, diphtheria, encephalitis, hepatitis A and B, Hong Kong flu, measles, meningitis, mumps, pneumonia, polio, rabies, rotavirus, rubella, smallpox, Spanish flu, swine flu, tuberculosis, typhoid, whooping cough, yellow fever. Some of these, of course, like smallpox, claimed 500 million lives, but now have been almost eradicated. No longer hear of things like this. It makes news if some case is found. Polio. My aunt, her life was claimed from polio, but now we have the kind of medications that can give us immunity against these diseases. All of these used to strike fear in the hearts of people around the world. And this virus is next. As we find God's help, as we come together, this virus will soon be something that we'll speak of in the same way that we spoke of these other sicknesses in the world. God is our very present help in trouble. And then the scripture then says, therefore we will not fear. We will not fear. Fear is one of those things. We know, neuroscience reminds us that when we're in that place of fear, when we get focused on our fears, that it really, that little almond part of our brain, the amygdala, takes over and shuts down God's possibilities, our ability to see God's possibilities and God's options and God's creativity, that when we get there, our parts of our brain just tend to shut down. And so Franklin Roosevelt, our 32nd president, was wise to say back in 1932, when he, in his inaugural address, at a fearful time, when he said these words, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Fear itself. And it's a helpful reminder that throughout the Bible we see these phrases: "Be not afraid," "Fear not." In fact, Pastor Rick Warren once did a study of the "Fear not, do not be afraid" passages and found that 365 times in the scriptures that phrase or that concept is mentioned. And maybe he missed one for leap year, and so maybe it's 366 for this year. That one for every day of the year: fear not, do not be afraid. So if we're called to fear not, how do we then fear less? Well, the psalm goes on to say this. It says, "There is a river that makes glad the city of God." Now, the city of God refers to Jerusalem, and the river that is referred to does not exist physically. There is no physical river in Jerusalem. Those who are reading this psalm for the first time probably said, "There's no river here." But the psalmist was talking about a different river, a river of life, a river of love, a river that Ezekiel referred to as he had this vision of the new temple. And seeing a river flow out, a river of life flowing out of that temple in Ezekiel 47. It was the river that Jesus referred to as he stood in the temple grounds there in Jerusalem and proclaimed that he was the new temple. And that if anyone is thirsty, if anyone is parched in spirit, come to me and drink. For out of the believer's heart, those that believe in me, will flow rivers of living water. Rivers of as he was referring to, of the Holy Spirit, that we can tap into the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of God poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. That sense that we are the beloved children of God. I want us to remember that. I want us to focus on that. That there is a river that can flow within as we tap into God's great love, as we receive God's great love. I'd like you to say this with me. I am beloved. I am beloved. I belong to the body of Christ. I belong to the body of Christ. I'm becoming more like Christ. I'm becoming more like Christ through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's an identity, friends, that's eternal. That's an identity that's enduring. And there's no notification that you receive that's going to nullify that. There's no headline that's going to halt that. There's no recession that's going to reverse that. There's no job loss that's going to jeopardize that. There is no virus that's going to void that. There's no Corona-19 that's going to cancel that. We are the beloved children of God. I hope we'll soak into that. We'll experience that. And that in these days, instead of spending so much time on breaking news, let's break out of our houses a little bit and take walks and focus on that. Let's meditate on that. Let that bathe over us in prayer and let us focus on scriptures that remind us of that. I was remembering in Psalm 23 this one phrase that just leapt out at me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And the word through, that just lit up for me this week. That we are going to make it through this, friends. Even though I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. God is with us. 'Tis grace has brought us safe thus far, as the great hymn shares with us. 'Tis grace has brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. We will make it through if we tap into that river of life, that river of love, the river of the Holy Spirit. There is a river. There is a river. Therefore, we will not fear. We will fear less. We can become fearless as we focus and experience the river. And then, be still and know that I am God. As we remember in this time that our activities have been, you know, been canceled here and there. We're not as active. I was running at a pace. I know probably you were running at a pace that we were just kind of going from one thing to another, and taking this on and that on, and just continuing to run through life, race through life. And somehow in this season, when some of our activities are no longer right there for us, we're not commuting like we were and doing some of the things we were doing, it slows us down a bit. And maybe we need to slow down a little bit. Maybe our cramming more things in doesn't necessarily give us life. And so maybe that's something we can welcome in this season, to slow down and be still and know that God is God, to be still and know the people around us or connect with neighbors and loved ones in other ways. But it's kind of been a reminder for me that in these days that Lisa and I will probably be empty nesting in just about a year and a half, unless there's a boomerang effect of other children. We're probably going to be empty nesting. And so I'm going to see this time to savor our relationships and to be as a family, to experience that. Last night we tried Faith 5, and you might look that up. Faith 5 is a time of sharing highs and lows and a scripture, looking at that scripture, talking about that scripture a little bit, praying, and then blessing one another. We only got to 3 last night, but that's okay. We got hungry before our meal. But it's a time to share with one another, to be with one another, because it's so easy to just race through life and then forget what is important. Life can be a blur. I confess that I miss a lot of the things that have been canceled. But I do believe that there are gifts that we can receive even in this time, if we'll really look, if we'll really open ourselves to the gifts that are around us. Last Christmas, I was we were preparing for my family to come over for a Christmas gathering, and I was dusting. And in the midst of dusting, I was thinking about a painting that was in our home growing up, And it was a warm memory of that painting there in our living room as a child. I remember seeing that. And I was thinking, you know, where is that painting? I miss it. After my mother's passing a few years ago, we kind of divvied out some of those belongings. And I was wondering, I wonder if my brother has that and my sister has that. I wonder who has that. I miss seeing that. It's not a great painting, but it has a warmth in it that I associated with family experience. And so I was dusting, and I looked up, and the painting that I was thinking of was right there on our wall. Right there, it was there. But I had run past it so many times. My family laughed at me. Says, we've had it all the time. I'd missed it. How much of life do I miss because I'm running? Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. In this season, perhaps there are gifts that we can reconnect with or discover. Gifts from God, if we can slow down and be still. Finally, I am exalted among the earth. I am exalted among the nations. God's word is that God will be exalted among the nations. The nations in those days, that meant the people that didn't know God, didn't know about God's love. And how was God exalted among the nations? Through the people of God. And that's what's happening even today. God is using you as a light in this difficult time. And you are sharing your light and the way you care, the way you pray, the way you reach out, the way you give blood, as many are giving blood today, the way you participate or will participate in our canned meat drive, canned cereal drive for CCA this week, the way that our peacemakers are now working on making face masks for local hospitals. We're coming together, and God is exalted through the body of Christ, being the hands and feet of Christ for such a time as this. Let's be that light to the world. Let's shine the light of Christ in these days. And to know that in these extreme times, we can count on God's extreme faithfulness. When things rock our world, we go to the rock, our faithful God, God's extreme faithfulness. And all God's people said, amen.